This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. G20 leaders have adopted Rio de Janeiro Declaration at its 19th summit in the Brazilian city. They have called for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. The declaration, released last night, is aimed at addressing major global challenges and crises and promote strong, sustainable and inclusive growth. The declaration called for an enlarged Security Council composition that improves the representation of the underrepresented and unrepresented regions and groups. The declaration condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Expressing the deep concern about the situation in the Gaza Strip and the escalation in Lebanon, the declaration emphasized on the urgent need to expand the flow of humanitarian assistance and to reinforce the protection of civilians. It called for peaceful resolution of conflicts and efforts to address crises with diplomacy and dialogue. It reaffirmed the strong commitment to multilateralism, especially in the light of the progress made under the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement. One of the key highlights of the declaration is its commitment to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 while supporting developing countries in their transition to cleaner energy sources. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders of several countries, including those from UK, Italy, France, Norway, Portugal and Indonesia, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro and discussed ways to improve and strengthen ties. Mr. Modi had a productive meeting with his British counterpart Keir Starmer last night. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "For India, the comprehensive strategic partnership with the UK is of immense priority." The PM also announced the establishment of two new consulate generals in the UK, Belfast and Manchester. Prime Minister Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron and complimented him on the successful hosting of the Paris Olympics and Paralympics earlier this year. Mr. Modi said they talked about how India and France will keep working closely in sectors including space, energy, AI and other such futuristic areas. Mr. Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni held a bilateral meeting which centered around deepening ties in defence, security, trade and technology between the two nations. Mr. Modi also met his Norwegian counterpart Jonas Gahr Støre. The two leaders talked about how investment linkages between the nations can improve, particularly in renewable energy, green hydrogen and the blue economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Golden Jubilee edition of the All India Police Science Congress at Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar today. This year's All India Police Science Congress is a milestone event that will discuss the future of Indian policing, global best practices and technology-led reforms. Government has convened an all-party meeting on 24th of this month ahead of the winter session of Parliament. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session is scheduled to take place from 25th of this month to 20th December. Jharkhand is set to conduct the second phase of polling tomorrow with all the necessary arrangements in place to ensure smooth elections. A total of 38 constituencies across 12 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be done on the 23rd of November. All arrangements have been put in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra tomorrow. Polling for all 288 seats will be held in a single phase in the state. Voting, which will begin at 7 a.m., will end at 6 p.m. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully launched its most sophisticated communication satellite, GSAT-20, on board SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in USA last night. Speaking during the launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said, "It was a very successful launch. The satellite is healthy and solar panels have been deployed." China Open Masters Badminton Tournament will begin today in Shenzhen. Indian shuttlers will be in action at the tournament today. India's B. Sumeet Reddy and N. Sikki Reddy will take on Presley Smith and Ginny Igai of United States in the mixed doubles round of 32 event. And in Women's Asian Champions Hockey Trophy 2024 semifinals will be played today. The first semifinal will start at 2:15 p.m. in which China will lock horns with Malaysia at Rajgir International Hockey Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.